Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Support for this podcast comes from the patrons at patreon.com/FMLFPL.
Okay! Welcome to FMLFPL 1!
This Walsh.
How we doing, bud?
4-0 today, baby.
Fucking easy
game. 4-0.
Sometimes just a everything walk in the just park. Comes together, and yeah. I mean, is he sacked in the morning or what?
Has he been sacked since we last talked an hour ago?
I don't think so, because everyone's asleep over there.
It's the middle of the night.
But he's got to be sacked in the morning, right? I mean,
what are they going to do? They're going to caretake for a couple games? Yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. They could have sacked months ago. They just kind of trudge along. And this is Manchester United Football Club kind of way. I just don't know, like, the back room, how difficult it is to manage. You know, their season's over. They can win 0 points from the rest of the games, and it's whatever. But
it changes nothing. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see what happens with them in the summer. I guess
we'll see. Got a tie in the
Palace,
cup,
man. Jesus Christ!
Before Palace Jizz Fest, right. We got a tie in the cup. Somehow. A tie.
There's
in the Elite Eight.
Eight teams left.
Everyone scored over 100 points this week. There's four matchups and there's a fucking tie.
All right. What
108 to 108.
Say Coach Novinsky.
It's not Coach Novinsky.
Okay.
I just want to confirm what Sharson Cup leader told us, that I think they have identical teams. Yeah, they have identical starting 11s.
And same cap. Literally identical teams.
Literally identical. They have 14 out of 15 of the same players, except one guy has Slab and one guy has Dallow. So they must be robots.
Is it the same person? Are they just two Scandos from different parts of Norway?
No. It's a Canadian and a Pole, it looks like. What flag is this? I don't know.
If it's white and red, it's a fraudulent.
It's white and red, but it's the other side. Left,
oh my God.
Left side white.
Snip, snap. Qatar.
Oh, it's Malta.
I'm Maltese. He's pandering.
I think he's faking it, yeah.
He's pandering. All right. I see you.
So team one is Vinsanity FC. Straightforward. Right. Name is Vince. Yeah. He's Vinsanity. Second name is Sadio Penmane.
Awful what does names. That mean? What does that mean?
Awful names. The E has the accent aigu, so it's supposed to be Sadio Mane, but before the Mane, there's the word pen.
I really don't like that.
He's never even taken a pen in his fucking life.
I like that. I dislike both of these names a lot, for the record.
Terrible names.
Both terrible. The second one is way worse than the first one.
It makes no sense.
Yeah.
But it's got nothing. Sadio, unless we're missing something.
Should we? I think we should do. Let's
kick
eliminate
both
of them and put Coach Novinsky in their place.
Let me see. Oh, Coach Novinsky finally lost. Finally lost. Okay.
Yeah.
He's out.
No,
dude, what the fuck is that?
The Penmane, whatever. Fucking get that guy out of the thing.
You're out of the
competition.
Congrats, Vince Alvarez, Vinsanity FC. Terrible name, but you're
Is
on.
It like Vince Carter?
Yeah, it's gotta be. Yeah, he's Canadian. It's Vince, Canadian Vince.
Toronto.
Yeah,
even though it's gotta be
Vince Carter. Yeah, and his name is Vince.
Wait, Vincent. All right. You know, I don't dislike it that much.
It's not the worst name we've ever seen.
It's not good.
No, but it's not the worst.
It's not the worst. This other one might be the worst.
Pen Mane is one of the worst.
Yeah, it's one of the worst.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm
Googling it. It means nothing. Get the fuck out of the cup.
You're
done, dude.
Yeah, air cuts.
Final four. Oh, okay. Shit. Okay.
All right. All right.
Okay. So we got that out of the way. How'd your team do this week? Well, aside from Palace, you know, your fantasy team.
It was quite the weekend for Team Walsh over here. I mean,
tell me more.
Saturday. I'm going into the City game with all my Arsenal cleans and Isak's adventurous 7-pointer. And I'm just like, oh, okay, like none of my guys have played. Like the few guys I've had all got points. I'm in good shape here.
Still have Kev, still have Gvar. It's all
I'm
good.
I'm like,
all
right, I'm fine here. And then Haaland just puts up 50 points. I'm like, oh, I'm in danger. You know, this is bad. And then it was not that bad.
And
I mean, everyone
fun.
In my, yeah, everyone got points. My team's so good. I'm fucking plugged into the Matrix. And I got a Green Arrow without owning Haaland.
103 points doesn't insane. Even own Haaland.
That's insane, dude.
The auto sub.
Well,
can we talk about the auto sub?
Let's talk about the auto sub.
Barry, son, banish him to the fucking Shadow Realm. Last on my bench. Piece of shit.
Yep.
Diaz, never going to play. You were just bench wanking Diaz anyway.
Yep.
And in comes Munoz.
From the top row. Is that Munoz's music I hear?
Hall.
Look, son needed a message sent. And I sent it to him very loudly by putting him last on the bench.
Yeah.
And it was a plus six. We take those.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It's just
so you're up
11K.
Right, you're at 73K overall. Team's still
and
great.
And also, dude,
your climb is just historic.
Mo could not have scored less points, and he got 13 points. It was unbelievable the amount of
you
points
Captain
that
Mo,
he was
Captain Mo and Captain
dodging.
Palmer, they both dodged a billion points. A billion. Yeah.
Lot of dodging of points,
which brings you to my team. I scored 100. So I feel like everyone scored between 95 and 110 or some shit. Even though like some people, most people, Captain Haaland, I didn't see many like 150s, which is kind of weird.
Yeah.
But anyway, I own Haaland. I Captain Palmer. Fucking should have had plus two assists. I don't know. Whatever. Don't want to get into it. Regs. Easy Regs. 8-pointer. No problem. Gaffer.
Yeah, and he got a card too. He's that
card
good.
And max ones. That's how good he is.
That's
he's
how
just
good
incredible.
He is. Yeah.
And then, I saved. And my zeros all got zero on the bench. And my guy at the red, my starters all got points. So we're fine. And then I'm going to a bench boost week with two frees, and I'm going to make like at least five transfers. So
That's
basically where we're at.
Yeah.
Feeling okay. Yeah, I got a little green too. I might end the season okay. We'll see. Yeah.
I mean, you should with bench boost, right?
Yeah, you say that, but I'm going to be on a minus 16. So, you know.
Well, I mean, we don't even get
how
that good carried
is it going to go? You know what's funny in hindsight?
Minus 8. You'll be on a minus 8.
Free hit 34 obviously went so well for everyone who free hit. But actually, free hit 34 was the bait because we should have all just hit in three Palace players and killed them for the end of the season. Because no one owns more than one of Mateta, Elise, Eze. No, well, you have Munoz. Yeah.
Yeah.
But like no one owns Eze, Elise. Like some people are on Mateta. Some people are on like Munoz. But like fucking another mega haul from Elise, just absolute destruction. I don't know who they play next week, but they're probably going to haul again. They're away Wolves. That's a beach game. They're home Villa in 38. That's probably a beach game. Like, they're all just great picks.
Yeah, I mean, Eze was definitely off it today. He had a couple of really nice...
Weird.
His final third box play was horrendous. He had a few really like typical middle third progressive, all the things he typically does. But, Yeah, I mean, we're 4 wins and a draw in the last 5, with the one draw being that at Fulham game when we were, you know, really tired from the double kind of thing. And
yeah,
I mean, we've been talking about it. I've been banging the drum for us. You know, I mean, we've been playing out of our skin and we look amazing. And Olise, it's tough. Like, it's really difficult.
He's so good.
Yeah. I mean, it's just really difficult to analyze. Like, the play, he has 13 returns in 1,000 minutes. I mean, you're looking at best pick in the game status from him.
Most points just, per start in the entire league in NFL has been all season. He just didn't have enough minutes to like qualify before.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm pretty sure no pens, right?
No pens. Yeah.
He has more points than fucking Palmer, Holland, Moe, who are the next three. And no pens. He just fucking hauls. That's all.
Doesn't need him. Yeah.
Doesn't need him.
So, you know, I think that, you know, at Wolves could be a little bit, okay, you know, one I'm pen. Still, I'm
he has
still,
one pen.
Yeah. Oh, you mean he drew a pen?
No, he took one pen.
Olise?
It was just so long ago that no one remembers.
I don't remember that.
December 16th against Man City. Yeah, as it was probably not in squad.
On the pitch,
I'm
sure. Mateta probably was on the bench.
I'm sure. Yeah.
I'm still reluctant to, you know, kind of crown our, because we've been seeing so much of this at home. Like, our three really good performances were home Western, home Newcastle, home Man United. The Fulham game was the tired game. So,
yeah,
you know, and when we played your team and won 1-0, I mean, we were just countering and parked. So that was nothing. Yeah. So, like, what do we look like at Wolves? It'll be an interesting game to watch, I think.
Yeah,
it'll
not
be an
sure.
interesting, yeah, it'll be an interesting kind of test. But I mean, at the moment, we are irresistible and unplayable. I mean, it just looks, it looks crazy just watching us play. We look like a top 6 team.
Yeah. Awesome. Exciting for next year. Really excited.
And then, you know, home Villa the last day is, they probably won't have anything to play for. And they also look threadbare. So the squad right now.
That's
so
a fucking
that could
four goal game again, honestly.
It should be. It should be a high scoring game.
For those who don't remember, when both teams have nothing to play for, traditionally those are the highest scoring games statistically. There's no May updates for the leagues because, you know, the game today, it's not updated, whatever. But April mug winners, I never said because, again, the long game week last week. So, Einar Fadnes, aka Shane Long Gehi Boy. That's just the most.
I mean, you got a lot. At least a lot's going on.
Yeah, lots going on. A lot of references. He first place by him. Second place, MB, aka Bozo, did the dub. Don't hate the name. And third place, Wolfgang Jones, aka Unemployed 11. Don't hate the name.
Great name. Yeah, I mean, take notes.
And that's why they're winning mugs. They may not be winning the cup, but they're winning mugs. So good job by you guys. I'll DM everyone for shipping details.
Yeah,
very soon.
But I'm not done talking about Palace. Dude, Munoz needs Palace. A separate like episode.
Well, you can do an hour on him on the postmortem, maybe.
I mean, he's not only out of position, but he's playing striker for a half an hour.
Yeah, he makes striker runs every game at different points. Yeah,
like the one goal, the rebound goal. He was right behind Mitchell. Mitchell goal.
That's classic him. That's like his thing.
He's always
thing
behind
now.
The guy.
He's right behind
it's
the guy.
That's insane. He's done this is like the third time in the last month that's been the case. But he also, I mean, it was in stoppage time and everyone made 5 subs and he's running into the box. He almost scored on the Edward play. Like there were multiple plays in nine, like between 85 and the end of the game that he's just like.
And he gets a throw in assist.
Throw in assist. And the second assist, it's just he's at the byline winning the ball back. Like he just
pressing, winning the ball, giving it to one of the great players.
He's a monster.
Yes.
He's a monster. He's an absolute monster.
It's one of the unfortunate things about the season being basically done is that like you get a team like this playing this well right now. It's like, fuck, I wish there were 10 more game weeks so I could triple on Palace, and just like start them every week. It's like very few opportunities to actually get points from the players.
Yeah, and then the summer and all the things. And
exactly.
Then,
who stays, who goes.
Yeah. All right, I'll stop with Palace.
It's okay.
Now
it's okay.
We can talk about other things.
What do you want to talk about?
If we have to.
I mean, it's a double game week, so we got naturally a lot of double game week questions. Yeah. I'm bench boosting.
I need most a lot people of help too this week.
Seem like they're bench boosting. Yeah, I mean, should I just do questions or talk about each team or?
I don't want to go through every team. I think I definitely want to get into the midfield a little bit.
Let's go midfield.
There are a few different names, but I wanted to talk about Haaland a little bit more, honestly.
Okay, yeah, yeah. You'll start with Haaland.
We have 2 years running, right? He is strictly a flat track bully at home.
Yep.
Right? Like, that's all he is. And he's just
for the halls.
Yeah, and he's just a medium pick for the other 25 games,
something like that. Yeah,
is that like we're looking at? Like, I mean, the home top, the home bottom 10 games are the games, and then all the other games are just like he might get a return, and then the top 6 games he just doesn't play.
Yeah. So his like, double do we have hauls this year are away Burnley, which you know if there's promoted sides are almost in like a separate category probably, sure. Especially this season of promoted sides. Home Fulham. A ding. Away Man United. And Man United are also in like a different category.
Yeah, they're
like
a bottom 5 team.
Defense.
Well, yeah, they're a bottom 4 defense all year.
Bottom easily.
Yeah.
Away Chelsea, which, you know, doesn't qualify for what we're talking about.
And that was the mad game where they were just like, let's do the thing. And they just were up and down basketball game.
4-4, crazy.
Remember,
game.
They just let it, they didn't play any defense and they were just space and...
Yeah, Chelsea and then was. Other than those, it's home Everton, home Luton, home Wolves. Those are all the double digits.
Yeah.
And I'm not, I can't be fucked, as my pod partner would say, to look up like how many of those games are just like he got a pen and one other return.
Yeah, I don't know.
But like, yeah, I mean, it certainly has been the case this year. I don't remember that well last year, but
we were
I kind
about
of remember at the
year.
End of the season talking about it. Yeah,
because we were looking back at, you know, where are his points coming from? And they were all the home bankers. That was the only place he was getting big games.
I think that was post-mortem. We were kind of talking about, like, captaincy shit. And we were like, for the first half of the season, we Captain Haaland, you know, you just cap every him every game. Week, every single game, doesn't matter. And then second half, we were both, like, not capping him and doing well. And everyone else was still just like default cap, and really,
yeah,
he wasn't hauling unless it was, you know, a home banker.
Yeah, yeah.
Home Wolves last year, hat trick.
Yeah,
you know, home Leicester brace. You know, home Arsenal, but that was kind of like a crazy game too.
Yeah,
but like that, yeah, not many hauls second half of the season, but
yeah,
you know, first part of last season it was home Palace hat trick, home Forest hat trick, home Man United hat trick. That was like in the first 2 months.
Yeah. Yeah, just something to keep in mind, you know, looking at the fixtures in Game Week 1. You know, I mean, if you want to do the diddles and play around with some alternative things, you know, I mean, like, it's looking also at the beginning of the season, right? I mean, the at Burnley is one where it's just Burnley and it was open and whatever, but, you know, they had home Fulham Game Week 4 and then they had at Sheffield. I mean, when you're looking at Burnley, Sheffield, home Fulham, 3 of the first 4, you know, you're kind of stuck there.
You don't have a choice. But, yeah, you don't have a choice.
But if the fixture, like, game week, look at their game fixtures, like, game week 7 to 12. If it's, like, at Wolves, at Arsenal, home Brighton, at United, home Bournemouth. Like, if there's a run like that, you know, you could look at that.
Yeah, you absolutely could.
Yeah.
And I think people listening will be like, yeah, but he scored 16 against Chelsea. He can score 16 any game. But I think the point you're trying to make is that a lot of strikers score a lot of goals and points, right? So, like,
Dot scored 16 today.
And Dot scores 16 regularly. He's just an elite striker. So, like, you just need to find someone else who has a really good run. And if that doesn't exist, maybe you just hold Haaland. But if someone else has an insane run for like 7 game weeks, then, like,
yeah,
at least this year and last year, you would have come ahead in those moments.
Yeah.
Then I mean,
Haaland.
Just continuing on, though, like, right, he had the home Everton 13-pointer, then, you know, home Chelsea, home Brentham, away Bournemouth, home Man United, away Liverpool, home Arsenal, home Villa didn't play, at Palace, didn't get another double-digit haul until home Luton. Yep. And that's just, like, a bad fucking run.
Yeah.
And yeah, he was in the media. Oh, he's a fucking League Two player. Whatever nonsense, stupid ass shit. Obviously, he's so good, but where he gets his hauls is where he gets his hauls.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, he's going to be the most expensive player in the game next year again. 100%. But I feel like it's, you know, the community echo chamber of, you know, you only pick 14 players. It's Haaland plus 14 is, you know, I believe you can scrutinize that a little bit closer and, you know, you can pick and choose, you know, when to own him because you have such an advantage if you're not putting, you know, 14% or ish of your budget on one player when, you know, maybe there's a tougher run or you're not going to cap or whatever it is. So I don't know, just something. I was important. Thinking about it again because I was looking. I was just like, oh my God, 20 home Wolves. And then I'm just like, of course, fucking home Wolves. And G-O-N on the beach with 10-year-old strikers and like no team. Exactly. And I'm just thinking, I'm like, oh yeah, well, fucking, it's just whatever.
And pens. I mean,
pens. You got two pens. It's pretty good.
James was like,
saying, as long as you're not Isak.
Yeah, well, Isak. There was and Pedro also missed a penalty. James was saying, I'm sure Darwin would have scored 4 goals in the same game. And I was just like, my very level headed response was just like, players brace all the time. If you get given 2 free goals, like, you just need a brace. And that's 4 goals. Like, I don't know what else to say. Like, the first one wasn't even a fucking pen. And as soon as that happened, it was just game over. Same with the Kai one in the Arsenal game, wasn't even a fucking pen. As soon as that's given, it's game over. Then there were no pens given for in other games. Just blatant
your team's
pens.
Game. Mo, Liverpool, I mean, the Gakpo foul was obscene.
The fucking handball. Stamps McNeil.
Yep.
That's just all this fucking shit. It's just like, oh God. Pens just drive me absolutely fucking crazy.
Yeah. Pens. All right, so let's look at some midfielders because I think midfield's the biggest difficulty this week. There are so many double game week midfielders, and there are so few spots to choose from.
Yeah, so let me read some questions because we've got some of this. These two are kind of like really specific, weird questions. So let me not read these. But Jeff said free hit 37 midfield's tough to pick. Great. Yeah. Free hit is tough to pick who are your top guys, so he's free hitting. Burley Sun has said, is Rodri a safe City pick, or is he a specific kind of a game pick? If so, which are the games that he shines? And then Jao said, Bruno might be hurt. Who are the replacements we should consider for the double? Outside of the obvious, Foden, Kevin, Palmer, Sun, Gordon. So are those just the obvious guys that everyone should have? Who are the other guys? I want to say Bruno's probably fine. Like, yeah, I completely expect him to play 180 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he just was pooping and he didn't want to go get 4-0 away from home. He wanted to just stay in Manchester.
He wanted to pretend that, you know.
Yeah. I don't know. This is too, the obvious guys, whatever. But let's just stick with Bruno. Like, I have Bruno, right?
Yeah.
The team looks like they don't and can't do anything at all, period. Is this just like, this is a 4-pointer and it's a disaster? Or is it just like, you're stuck? Or how do you see that, you know?
I don't see it that way. I think he's still a completely fine pick. I mean, aforementioned pens can happen, complete random luck. If it does, you know, so that could just be an instant haul in either game. I still think Newcastle's defense is pretty bad, especially on
the
road.
Back four they played this weekend was hilarious.
Complete joke and very open stylistically. and then I mean, listen, we shit on Bruno all the time, but he's a fucking great player.
Yeah.
Like, you watch the game today, the Palace game, and, you know, obviously it was just... couldn't have been more one-sided. It was a complete joke of a game. But also, Mount is fucking a trash can. Like, Mount was trying to, like, do Bruno's role, and it makes you see how good Bruno is. Like, that game does not go the exact same way if Bruno's playing. Because he works so hard, he wins the ball, he's so good at passing the ball. long balls out to Garnacho, long balls out to Antony, long balls out to Hoyland to relieve the pressure, beat the press, play over the press. Yeah. Like, they're a very, very different team with him, I think.
Yeah. I guess my bigger question is, like, we have these few games to go, and you had, like, the stench around the Ten Hag decrepit team is so smelly that it's like, when does that overwhelm? Like, and it's, I mean, honestly, almost similar to, like, with Sun, where it's just like, look, I mean, both these teams went down 4-0 this weekend, and one team completely fell apart and laid down, and the other team fought back, which, you know, I guess that's more manager than team and personnel, but...
Yeah, but also, like, Liverpool just made a lot of subs and, you know, made mistakes. Yeah, they weakened themselves
dramatically. You know. Well, so did we. I mean, we put Riedewald on, and he didn't, let's not get it twisted there, but, I mean, Son was also just... horrendous.
Completely
do anything for 45 minutes, and then he just got some like bumbling ball, fell to his feet, and he scored. But it's the same thing with him, right? He can't beat anyone, he can't take anyone on. He marks himself out of the game, he's so easy to defend, and everything he does gets blocked, where it's like, you know, I'm looking at Sun too, and look, we know they're two home games, and one's against Burnley, and also he looks terrible. Like, I don't expect him to get points in any game based on what I'm seeing, but I feel like similar, where I'm just like, if I'm free hitting, I'm not putting him in my team, but I feel like trapped because they're like Chef U, Gaming 38, Burnley, like the City game's gonna get hidden, whatever. I don't know. I mean, I'm probably making a mountain out of a molehill though, right?
I mean, no, I hear you. I think that it's really easy, especially after bad performances, mostly talking about Spurs here, multiple bad performances, to just be like, I want to cleanse myself from this disgusting mess. And then Man United today, you know, you feel similarly. I do think the Bruno situation is very different because he's been playing incredibly.
Yeah, he's been playing incredibly. Yeah.
And like, again, like, you weakened yourself. You brought in fucking Riedewald and Edouard and Jayu and all this, these shitters, but like, that's when maybe Bruno returns, right? Like, Bruno would have been running like a maniac for the last 30 minutes of the game, and they probably would have got one back or two back or something like that. Instead, they bring on fucking
some 5-year-old
Wheatley.
It's Wheatley's team now.
Amrabat and Diallo. It's like, what?
Who should have gotten a red card?
Amrabat.
Holy shit.
But, you know, so I think it's a different category. But yeah, I mean, I'm fine
with
Son.
Where are you at on Son?
I'm fine with Son. I mean,
he didn't get subbed. He was playing, trying.
Didn't get subbed.
Blah, blah, blah,
blah, I also don't think it's a coincidence. I mean, we mentioned that like Liverpool weakened themselves and then Spurs at chance, but not a coincidence that Richarlison came on, got their best chance of the game, and assisted Son's chance. You know, like, I think he drastically changes the attack. And I also think Burnley are fucking awful and need
really
to win.
Bad.
And honestly, Home City, I expect Spurs to score also because that's what City do, you know? Mm-hmm. And then, like you said, Chef U afterwards just makes it even better. But I mean, I'm...
So you're a hodl, Son.
Yeah, for sure. Like, for us, for sure. But if I was on free hit is where it would get maybe interesting. Like, I'm...
Sure.
I'm fresh off going like no Saka, no Mo when both were doubling in free hit 34, you know? And maybe if I was on free hit, I would get that experimental because they're like not in form, but
yeah.
I mean, I was just going to say, I mean, like obviously Palmer's 1,000,000%. You can't touch him. I think Foden and Kev, like if I'm free hitting, really hard to not have them. Then like you're looking at Gordon, Bruno.
Gordon's interesting here.
Yeah,
right?
Gordon, like, where Bruno, Son, and like a complete punt on anyone else, right?
Because that's the thing, is like you're that's the group. You have, but like you're stacking these guys. You know, I mean, where does Gordon come out in the Bruno Son sweepstakes or the pecking order? Like they're home Brighton and at Man United. I mean, honestly, Brighton look fine. Like they look okay.
Surprisingly, signs of life. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they aren't scoring, but they're controlling games and doing like the Brighton thing where they're not letting up these enormous chances as you would think they would be because everyone's injured in everywhere. But I mean, it's still a home game at St. James. Like, you know, you expect them to win. Then at Man United, it's probably going to just be...
It's a fucking banker fixture.
Yeah.
It's an incredible fixture.
It should be goals. And then they have at Brentham, game week 38, when they're going to just probably be, you know, doing all the things. I mean, best. I imagine goals in that game.
Yeah. Yeah, and the thing with Newcastle are playing
the best of the three teams where I'm just like,
yeah.
I feel like at this stage of proceedings, that has more weight than in game week 8 or something.
No, I agree. I think Gordon, you can safely put ahead of Bruno and Son. I really do. I think,
I agree.
With how good they look, and he's been pretty much great all season, and, you know, he's on corners and all this. Sure, he doesn't have pens, but like, also the thing with Brighton that you mentioned is like, right, they play well, they control the ball, they do all the shit. Their Achilles heel all season has just been on the counter.
Yeah.
And that's Newcastle's strength. Yeah. You know, just Gordon, Isak running behind. And then, Man United needs no more words. They're just like the worst fucking team of all time.
A non-promoted defense in the league.
Yeah. It's just historic what they're doing. And so I put Gordon ahead. I do put Gordon ahead of him.
I mean, the wrinkle is with the Callum stuff, but that's more Isak related than Gordon. But I mean, it does kind of trickle down a little bit to Gordon because, you know, he does so much of his good work on the left, and that's where Isak goes. Like, it gets a little bit fuzzy a little bit there, right?
But also, I do wonder if, like, is there a world where you're 3-5-2? Like, are you 100% Newcastle? Three forwards? No, sorry. FPL team. Like, an FPL free hit team. Like, are you?
Yeah. No, because I think you are definitely 3-5-2.
So you're just full avoiding Isak Callum, you think?
Because you're putting Ndot ahead of them?
Dude, with Ndot. Holland? Ndot is the most nailed of all of them. Ndot's a fucking god. You're talking about Newcastle playing well. Dude, Chelsea are actually good.
Yeah,
Chelsea, I mean, they have two turned ways, a corner. Like,
no, they have. It's just been chaos and space and all the things.
They're actually showing signs for the first time all year.
Yeah,
they're showing signs
true.
That like Poch might be the guy and they might actually be.
Poch isn't the guy.
Well, they're showing signs that he might be. Yeah. And they're, you know, picking up steam. They've been good for a little while here.
Look, I'm a big detractor and pessimist on the Chelsea things. And, you know, two home games against two teams that are one on the beach and one hasn't functioned for months is not going to get my dick hard.
Okay.
But ultimately, you know, the spacing is better. He's using, you know, he's sticking with the same attack for... In spite of himself, and we
Madueke is
in spite of himself because there's no one else available, so he can't fuck the team as he has been doing all season.
Maybe Raz or Nkuku comes in for Mudryk, but that's strictly a positive. So don't
whatever.
Worry about that.
I mean, but you know, between Gallagher and Caicedo and the defense, like playing a little bit higher, and you know, they're just it's just more space, more chaos, and they're getting some good last ditch stuff going on, and they're again, I think they're just catching teams at a good time, which is why they've looked better recently, more than them playing well. Like, I feel like if they put these performances in that they have the last couple against an actual good team, it's Arsenal 5-0, which happened literally 3 weeks ago.
It did happen, so, but they really weren't that bad in that game.
It was 5-0, dude.
No, I know. It fell apart, which is classic Chelsea. But for the first half, I mean, they were even better, maybe better team for the first half.
Ultimately, you know, we only have a couple games left. So this is going to be more of a post-mortem. Look at the game week one fixture, see the pricing, and see, like, what are we doing with Chelsea next year? But, you know, I mean... Two away games, neither are going to be walks in the park. Home Bournemouth should be just a fucking banter
home
game.
Bournemouth, I mean, 38,
which is going to be one for next week because the game, there are a lot of game week 38 games that look like there can just be 7 goals in them.
Oh,
and
also, you just reminded me because of that comment. Also, the amount of rest, it varies a lot.
A lot.
In these teams. Yeah. So Spurs, City, and Man United all only have 2 days in between their doubles.
Sure.
But then Spurs and City have 4 days before game week 38. Man United only have 3 days before game week 38. So Chelsea, Brighton, Newcastle have a much more advantageous extra day off, rest, between their double games and still 3 days off before game week 38. So
yeah.
Better. If there's any like, you know, not nailed Spuddening or like not nailed, I mean, who's nailed on City or like not nailed Man United guy punt that you like sketch, you know, sketch yeah. with 2 days off for sure.
Yeah, for sure. The Chelsea stuff. Yeah. I mean, and, you know, it's he keeps getting lumped in with Darwin, right? Which I'm sure you love. But, you know, he has improved dramatically as the seasons progress. And we have to give him credit, you know?
Honestly, I think he's been good all season. So I can't agree because I've been all season banging the drum of like, he's just good and I have no problem with him.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't agreed with that. You know, I mean, he's...
No, I know.
He got dropped for some periods of time and, you know, he was getting yellow cards every game for 3 months. He has 9 yellow cards. He's a striker. He's never attempted a tackle, yeah. I don't think. I've seen him.
I think it's all dissent. It's all dissent.
So, I mean, you saw him very much, I think, in my view, you know, getting used to the pace and the power and what the game's like here with what the defenders look like. I mean, you're not in fucking the Iberian Peninsula anymore. And the second, you know, the last like 3 months, he's just, I think, just taking a step forward. And, you know, he's an interesting one for next year too, because we don't know.
His price
will
be weird.
Yeah, his price will be weird. You know, maybe it's going to be an 8.75, you know, maybe something like that. I mean, it could be 7. It's also going to be tough to say because, you know, in Nkunku, he's the best player on the team. Palmer's accepted, but...
Yeah, and Kuku's the literal superstar that they bought to build the entire team around.
Yeah, and he's played 10 minutes.
No minutes.
Call him Thiago Alcantara. He hasn't played all year.
It's so funny, too, because they just stumbled on Palmer. I mean, maybe they had some fucking scout who was like, he's the best player in the world, you have to get him, but... Basically, Nkunku was supposed to be the number 10 behind the striker.
Yeah.
And now,
I mean, very different players.
Very different.
Yeah.
But now they just like all of a sudden, if Nkunku's fit, they have like two godly playmakers behind Ndot going into next season. It's just like kind of crazy.
And it's, you know, Ndot, my concern with him is I just, you know, don't know what he's going to be able to do against like a low block. You know, we just haven't really seen that this year because all of his joy is really just starting runs, bending runs at the halfway line, you know, countering. And, you know, is he, you know, if Chelsea do keep improving and, you know, getting a lot more respect from the enemy, how many games in the 38 is that going to be a viable tactic other than like against the top four? And, you know, all of a sudden where this year, maybe you had 12 games that were in that kind of vein. Yeah. Next year, it might be like 5, you know, where you have to like very specific timing fixtures of like, oh, we caught, you know, Wolves at a good time, or, you know, we caught Everton at a good time kind of thing.
Yeah, or like the, you know, like, I can't think of an example this season, but there's always the team that's like a game state team. It's like, oh, they scored 1 in the 7th minute and then they scored 5. And then like the next game, they just, the dam never breaks and they can't get a good chance or something like that. Yeah. But yeah, I mean,
you're Ndot big time on this
I
one
just think he's for been good few. All season. Like, eye test, underlying numbers, you know, obviously like the finishing, whatever, like it doesn't bother me much because that shit comes around. But I mean, you're looking at his season, he's only played 2500 minutes because of AFCON and shit, and he had a little injury. He's the same number of non-penalty goals as Mo. He's more than Palmer, more than Kai, more than fucking Saka, 3 more than Saka.
Well, Saka's a winger. Yeah.
You know what I mean, though? It's like, there's all these players that people are just like, these are like the best picks in the game. And Ndot just has more.
Hey.
In less
and
minutes.
We've been profiting.
Oh my God, profiting. Yeah.
Yeah. Great pick. Dude, great 16 fucking, this week? Fucking great pick. Let's go, baby. Great pick.
That last finish, too?
Yeah.
Clean.
Clean. Clean and class.
West Ham, by the way.
I mean, he's not Mateta, but he's good enough.
Yeah. What? Mateta, one shot, one goal is like the Mateta special.
He's,
he just like gets a banger, dude, takes no other shots.
I mean, this is another episode, but he's actually unbelievable.
Yeah, I know.
He is. I mean, you can't like look at this run he's on right now. I mean, he's scored fucking like 10 goals in the last like 12 game weeks or whatever, and he looks like he just eats and he holds up like a fucking monster, and all he wants to do is backheel. He just backheels all the time.
Oh my God, he's so French.
All he does is backheel.
I feel like that's French for some reason. Just that like flair cockiness. It's just like, Jean-Philippe, stop backheeling. He's like, he's like, making notes. But yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's just me, you know, it's partially just a hot finishing run, but the hold up and the flicking and all that shit is, that's not hot finishing. That's just him like playing with a swagger, you know, that we haven't seen before.
Yeah, no, I mean, he's obviously having a hot finishing run, but I mean, his underlings are also good. I mean, ultimately to me with him is it's difficult because he has this really consistent run of starting for a while since Glasner came even a little bit before, but we haven't had Elise and Eze on the pitch with him in all these minutes, like very far from it.
Crazy.
When they're all on the pitch though, it's nonstop. Like his understanding with them is ridiculous, and their creativity
finally
and the way that
someone
link,
to
it's...
read his back heels.
Yeah, exactly.
If you can't read the flick, you can't play with Jean-Philippe.
I mean, Jai is like, I just wanted to fucking like,
he's like, I was trying to draw a foul. It's like, no, I pass to you. You kick the ball.
It's all about pal. I just keep coming back to Palace. You can't stop.
We're all over the place, but we should be because it's a fucking end of the season. And
tell me more about Madueke.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
What's he up to? There's a player in there.
Yeah, like, I don't know if he's... For where Chelsea's aspirations are, I don't know if he's like, oh, we have our winger solved. You know, like, this is the guy. Like, I don't think so. Probably not. Maybe, but probably not. But for now... I feel like Palmer hasn't had someone on that right side to play with all season. And all of a sudden he has this guy who's just like a great outlet, a great dribbler. I mean, he loves a shot. He seems to be a good finisher. And I feel like it enhances the team, obviously enhances the team because he's just contributing in a lot of ways, but it also enhances Palmer and just the whole attack because he's playing these 1-2s. Again, he's moving the ball constantly into like the final third.
He takes everyone on too. They double him. He just
non-stop.
Still fucking blows them by.
Non-stop take-ons. Dribbling machine.
Yeah.
And yeah, like moving the ball machine also. So they have this outlet now who it used to kind of like just be Endot as the outlet. And now they have two and you know, everything's clicking.
Yeah. It works a lot better. I think it's an odd thing just trying to imagine what they look like moving forward. Where
it's hard,
you know, if Nkunku's going to be fit with Palmer, but Palmer wants to be in a lot of the same areas as Madueke. Like, if they're playing Madueke, is Palmer going to just be playing more like eight-ish or just like kind of floaty? Like, because he wants to be on that final third right wing, drifting in kind of thing, but.
And
I don't know. I mean, maybe
Madueke
more
can
central.
Play on the left. We don't know that. But it's possible, you know, in theory. But I mean, it's
how
a
it's
fun.
All fit.
They have a fun squad, you know, going into next year. Just don't look at the defense, but like the rest of the squad is really fun to try and figure out and get the most
what
out
defense?
Of it. Yeah, he's a pick. I mean, you know, I think Chelsea are good, and he's a pick. The fixtures are not the best. If you were to like rank the fixtures for the doubling teams, it's certainly not the best to NFO when they fucking need points fighting for their lives at Brighton, who are like maybe picking up a little bit of steam.
We
went to Endot because I was saying like he's auto in the team, but you know, Espen asked Callum Wilson ? And Harley Boy said, is there a reason everybody shouldn't be on both Isak and Callum?
That's a good question, man.
Well,
I mean,
think the reason to not have both means you don't have one of Haaland or Endot, which I think is bad. But
yeah. I mean, you're punting if you're doing that. But
yeah.
How do you see the Calluming for the next three?
I mean, he's done it before and he's probably going to play. What would you say? What would you put his like mins at? I would say like probably 100. Yeah, between 100 and 120. So it's like, it's not bad because every fucking minute he's on the pitch, it seems like he's going to score. And he's obviously on pens now after that Isak pen. So that that's another positive.
But should have been before, but yeah.
Should have been before, obviously. But yeah, I mean, he's good, but I'd rather get, you know, 180 of Ndot and, you know, obviously Haaland. If you're playing for points, you should have Haaland. So that's not a that's not a discussion.
It's a punt.
It's a punt, but it's a good punt because it really has an extremely high ceiling, which not all punts do. Like he could score 18
he could have a
points.
First half hat trick in either of the games, kind of
absolutely.
Thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. They're two great fixtures. So, you know, I like that. Good punt.
Yeah.
Okay. What else are we talking about? Oh, Man City. So Pickaxe said, I'm late to the party on my third City spot. Is it Foden or Kev? And then X50 said, just pick three City players for the double.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I need to figure this one out too because I have Diaz, who is going.
Oh yeah.
I mean, is how
former best center back in the world.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's tough with Foden, I think, because you know, I mean, we're talking like, is Foden ahead of Gordon? I'm like, because I also feel like Foden's done so much of his good best work when Haaland isn't playing.
Haaland
when
or
Haaland
Kev.
Plays. Yeah, when Haaland and Kev play, I mean, he just kind of plays on the wing. He does all the peripheral shit where he's just not, you know, he doesn't have to do the thing, right?
I think my scars are like a little too deep in that regard, though, because I got rid of him for this exact reason. And again, like to remind people, he hit a run of being not that good a pick. So like, good job by me. The only thing is it was bookended by two hat tricks. So, you know, bad job by me, actually, because he got 220 pointers. So I'm just scared more than anything. But yeah, I mean, if you're ranking them, like, is he ahead of Gordon? 2 days off, away Fulham, away Spurs? Like, no, I don't think so. I think I would put Gordon ahead of him.
Yeah.
Like, if you're free hitting.
Yeah.
Okay. The thing that I said earlier about traditionally the games where it doesn't matter for both teams or higher scoring. Also, the inverse is true. When a team has something very important to play for, it's lower scoring. City, 2 days off, foot off the brake when the 2-0 lead.
They're going to chill.
They do that all the time.
And yeah, for sure. Yeah, interesting. All right. That's an interesting one.
So what's your final answer? Best three City picks?
Well, I mean, I think Haaland's an obvious. Gvard at this moment looks like he's inevitable. Like everything is coming up Gvard these days. You don't want to, like, this is like the Almiron from last year. You don't want to bet against that.
Yeah, bet against the hottest pick in the game.
Yeah. I mean, he's like drawing pens. He's a fucking center
and
back.
And it wasn't,
he almost scored a goal
after that pen. He should have scored.
I mean, he should have scored, but he's a fucking center back, so that's why he didn't score.
Exactly. But that fucking pen. Dude, I mean,
it's whatever. They make it up. It's never given.
That pen,
it was given, but they make it up as they go along, kind of deal.
But yeah, Gvard, and then you think Kev starts both? And Foden start both?
I do. 2 days off. I mean, they have no other games. I think it's the kind of thing where
they're playing
like,
for the title.
Yeah, it's just like. I can, if we wrap it up early, I'll sub them. If one of them breaks, then I have to make do for one game. Western, it's like, man, it shouldn't be that hard. You know, so I do think he just rides them all. And if someone dies, they die. You know, I mean, it's not like we're not resting or managing minutes here with three games to go with having to get 9 points. So, I probably Kev, Gvard, Haaland would be my three.
I think that that's like the most logical. That's what, if you're free hitting, that's probably what most people are dialing in. I think, you know, Foden is definitely in the conversation. I think even Rodri, if you want to go there, is in the conversation for someone who's just, you know, 180 minutes, random assist, gets him a double digit haul like that. And I think Ederson's probably in the mix. There's so few keepers that are even nailed. Like, no nailed keeper at Brighton, no nailed keeper at Newcastle. So, you know, not that many choices left. And they have a good, very good chance, I'd say, of at least one clean, which I don't know if you can say about the other teams for me.
Yeah, I agree.
So it's
a lot
tough.
Of picks. So yeah, basically, they're just a shit ton of picks.
Shit ton of picks, and it's going to be...
I mean, you really just want three.
You need three. You really should have three.
Yeah.
Let's go to keeper. Boltaire said, is Ederson worth shipping out to get Kvaratskhelia as your third city if you have two frees? And then Shred said, what are your thoughts on Onana versus Petrovic for 37? They seem to be the best options for doubling keepers.
Yeah, it's changing.
Petrovic is...
Is just Petrovic
spitting
also
in our face? He's spitting in our face.
He heard our critique of him and took it personally.
He really did. We got some unsubscribers probably for Pitbull.
Yeah. I mean, he individually sucks as a player.
And Bowen hit the crossbar four times.
So the clean is very fraudulent. But
like sometimes you're lucky and you have a force field around your net or something. I don't know.
Recommending Onana, though, after what we're watching recently feels very disingenuous, right?
I mean, how are Arsenal scoring less than five?
It's hard.
Ask you that. And then Newcastle.
It's hard to imagine.
And how are they scoring less than three?
Also hard to imagine that.
So get out of here.
I mean, Ederson is the correct answer.
Ederson
is the best goalkeeper.
Definitely the best keeper. But is it worth subtracting a city midfielder from your team? Is TBD. Based on how we're talking, though, I think we more than four mentions of midfielders that we like. So maybe it is worth it.
But I think it's more the replacement value aspect of like, how much more do we like Ederson than fucking Onana? Like a lot more.
How much more
do we like Foden to Gordon? You know, maybe even-ish.
Yeah.
So, you know, sometimes that makes our decisions in FPL, right?
Yeah. Like talking through it, I think Ederson's probably worth it because I think every other keeper's really bad.
Yeah, and Ederson's playing, well, we don't know. He's adventurous. He gets injured every game.
Yeah, he might play.
He might play. He might take a play.
Yeah. What about defenders? We got a million questions about who to transfer
in. It's bad, man.
So many people.
Yeah, defenders are bad right now.
Really, really bad.
Yeah, it's really bad. It's rough out there.
Well, Dean, the all-time like most psychotic question we got for the week from D123 in Discord. He said, who are the best three defenders from City and the best three defenders for the run-in overall? Is he going triple City defender? Is that even possible?
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind that. I think you go Walker, Gavard, and Akanji or Ake, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, you're just, I don't know if it's a wild card or what the situation is, but, you know, I mean, it goes back to replacement value to me, right? I mean, they have two games in 37 and they have a banker in 38. So,
yeah.
What's the 38 again? Yeah, home Western. So, I mean, you want to, if you're trying, look, it's not as good as home Everton for Arsenal, but if you're trying to swerve and do a thing to like catch someone or whatever, like, you know, I'm there. You know,
it's not the worst punt in the world.
No, I think it's fine, dude.
I think it's hard to wrap your head around like what a double does to the odds of a clean. Like each individual game, City clean is like, you know, less than 50%. You know, there are away games, there are decent teams, like it's not great. But combined, that means the chance of at least one clean is like 70% or higher. Like that's what it does to the odds of a thing happening. Yeah. Whereas if you compare that to any other doubling team, it's like almost double.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, if you're trying to like free hit, catch lightning in a bottle, fuck Haaland, you know, go differential cap or something like that, because I'm sure everyone will be on Haaland. That might be the way to do it.
Yeah, don't mind it.
Yeah, but what are there other defenders to talk about? I mean,
they're all terrible. Like I'm looking at, you know, my Arsenal singles,
it's
and I'm
really
just like,
rough.
This feels better than any doubler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like literally scrolling through like the doublers right now.
I don't
right
like
now.
Any. I don't like any of the doubling defenders. Other I than prefer City. Single game makers.
Yeah,
other than City. Yeah. Yeah. Like I prefer an Arsenal defender. I prefer Trent. You know, I mean, I just don't think that there's a pick. I mean, you could. People are stuck with Poro. I still don't think there's a clean for Spurs. Like, yeah. I just feel like, you know, that's a mess.
I mean, I guess the point with Poro is you're, even without a clean, you're just hoping for an assist in Bones or something like that. Yeah, but like, that was Bolter's question. He said, would you rather play an Arsenal defender or Poro? Which is insane.
It's close. It's insane, really close. It's really close.
It's really close. I think Newcastle have like an okay clean game, you know, at Old Trafford. I mean, Man United are absolutely fucking terrible. Yeah,
home Brighton, they could.
But home Brighton is decent. You know, like they, I know they played better against Villa last game, but in the last like three months, their attack has been bad.
I just don't see it, honestly.
Yeah,
I
mean, just trying to figure out any double.
No, I know. But I mean, what are we looking at, another Kraft Burn partnership?
Yeah, like probably
Livramento. Yeah. Dubrovka, Burn, Livermento, Kraft, Hall.
Yeah.
That
sounds like a Hall to me.
That shouldn't clean any team in the flamp. Let alone a
Pope
Premier
was on the bench,
team.
So he might play.
Yeah. I'm just, it's hard
but
for
yeah,
me to imagine.
It's not
it.
Good for the doubling defenders. It's really not. I also, with you, feel very fine with my Arsenal guys. Like, I really do. I mean, someone asked am I just ignoring
Munoz is a striker.
Yeah, Munoz is a striker. I don't
at
expect
Wolves,
a clean, but he
kind of do.
Attack
do you know
return.
Who they played at striker? A fucking 15-year-old.
Well, yeah, Wang is good. They have guys still.
Is Wang back?
It'll be open. Yeah, he scored. He scored against City.
Oh my god.
But Everton, listen, Brandt, their home chef you know, like that's honestly as good as every doubling non-City defender, I think. Which was someone's question. I forgot who. So, you know, yeah, I it's not good. It's not good for defenders.
I don't agree with your brand shot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because Sheffield
just
well.
All attack. No, yeah, yeah. Well, let's not get carried away playing well, but they're,
well,
they're attacking
been
for
playing well. Yeah.
Yeah. They've been attacking for 90 minutes every game. So yeah, I don't like that. I don't like
fair
the
enough.
Thinning, but
yeah, there's not a lot of defender shouts.
No, there's not.
We got a captaincy question from Joe Wall. She said, I need to catch up 20 points on my money league leader who will cap Haaland. Who's the best differential captain this week? Palmer, Endot, Isak. Throwing out some names.
Well, who are you on this week? You're on Hall?
Haven't looked yet.
All right. I mean, I have it on Kevin.
I'm looking now.
Yeah. I have it on Kevin.
I mean, obviously, I'm not going to captain Haaland at this point. If I didn't captain him last week, I'm not going to captain him this week. Like,
yeah,
he can fuck
you're
off.
You're committed.
I'm ready. Committed to trying to catch some fucking lightning.
Yeah. I mean, I think Isak is very close. I have Isak's my vice. I have
Isak's
Kevin
very real. I think Palmer is always a shout. I mean, he was
two
great.
Aways,
he was
I'm
great
just,
again.
I don't love.
With him, I don't care. You know, maybe with Endot, sure, but like Palmer's just so fucking unbelievably good.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to go like really rogue, you go for like a Spurs guy or something, right? Or like a Bruno or some shit. But like, how fucking roguey are we going?
Yeah. I mean, you don't have to go to the extreme end of rogue. You could just pick literally anyone other than Haaland.
Yeah. That's enough, probably.
Yeah. I was thinking too with Kevin, it's just like, how much longer are we going to have Kevin in our lives?
I mean, rumors are he's talking to Saudi already.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, this might be it for him. So.
Euros. You're going to have to make a Euro fantasy team for Kevin representation.
Kevin plus 14.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we just might not have that much more Kevin left. So I kind of want to just squeeze every Kevin that I can squeeze out of Kevin.
Must be said also, he has a history of mega hauls at the end of the season. Wasn't it last year at the four-goal game? Or was that 2 years
game.
Ago?
Yeah. 2 years ago, I think.
2 years ago, okay.
Yeah, and he something likes there. In a way. He likes in a way to...
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Kev. Some other questions. Just another free hitter from JB. Is it after a horrifically bad season for me, I'm left with some fun for a game week 37 free hit. I'm only interested in lovable, nostalgic, or sentimental picks that I can convince myself have upside. For example, Antonio Home Luton, Barnes and JG10. I don't even know who JG10 is.
Agio boy?
JG10.
JG? I don't know.
I don't even know who that is. Harvey Barnes. Pick one player each and they'll be in my team. It's not just to pick random fucking punts.
I think Chow Ladro is a good one.
Yeah, he is a good one. They looked pretty good.
Yeah, at Nuke, home Chelsea. Let's go. Go on.
I'll go Richarlison.
Rich?
Yeah.
There we go.
There you go.
You're welcome.
Jeff said, play Gordon or Nico. Brutal decision.
It shouldn't come to that. I think the question's incorrect. There's someone's being overlooked.
Yeah, but what do we do? Just ignore it?
Yeah, I mean, Jeff asks a million questions.
It's a different Jeff. It's a different Jeff.
Different Jeff. Okay.
Yeah, calm down. You're like a fucking bull. Yeah.
I think you bench Gordon. And Dot's too. He's dotting too hard.
Yeah, he's very on fire.
Yeah, I think Gordon.
The difference is, I look at the Newcastle fixtures, and they could legit score 3+ in both games.
Yeah, and it's not the same for Chelsea.
Don't think it's the same for Chelsea. I think that's a big time stretch.
I agree, but I also see, you know, Gordon's likelihood of involvement is just like nosedive now with the way, like with Callum back.
You think he'll stick with the two up top, like, and Gordon and Murphy? Yeah.
I mean, why wouldn't he, kind of thing? And I just feel like he's not as relied upon. So, you know, it's
okay.
I'm feeling Ndot a little bit more. I feel like he's in a rich vein of form, and Gordon's literally just making side passes and falling down in the penalty area.
Yeah, and corners.
It's not
and
as
shit,
though he's
yeah.
just been, you know, unrelentingly scoring goals and shit.
Very true. Very true.
So yeah.
Al said, is Ndot essential? Yes. Brian said, thoughts on moving Son. This is interesting. Thoughts on moving Son to Gallagher. To free up money to replace injured defenders? No.
Okay. I don't know about the second half of that question, but
part two is bad.
Yeah,
don't get Gallagher.
Yeah, part two is sus.
The second act is bad. If you show a gun in the first act, you have to shoot the gun in the third act.
But I mean, I don't have any issues with getting rid of Son. Like, if your team's in good shape and...
That's fine.
Because, I'm very, very seriously considering getting rid of him.
But but to free up money to replace injured defenders must not be ignored. Who is good enough to even get, like, who is a good pick?
You want Regs or something?
And Regs is a fucking unbelievable pick.
Unbelievable pick.
But, like, honestly, I don't think you need money. I'm assuming Brian's bench boosting because most people are bench boosting. But you don't need money to just get someone who's going to play, which is what the bar should be.
But I think you're looking at the midfielders, right, and saying, you know, I need money. I'm looking at all my attackers, and Son is the worst of all of them, and being very expensive, that I can get someone who's at least just as good for the next few games.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure we'll talk about it on live stream, Brian, a legendary live streamer. So, Bolter said, "Do I play Kai or Son?" Speaking of Son,
I mean, I don't even know what to do with this shit, dude. Like the narrow question without seeing the context
is
very difficult.
It's so hard. Well, Bolter will also be on the live stream, right?
Yeah.
So
Bolter. We'll get into if we take him. On merit that those are the two worst attackers, I don't think you can bench Son for one game. Like, I would start Son, as much as it pains me to say.
I just think two tickets to punch versus one, even though the team's bad and he looks bad.
And one of them's home Burnley. We can't forget that one of them's home Burnley.
Yeah, it is. You know, and that could be all that the doctor ordered for them, where, you know, they look good in the last 20 minutes. They have something to build on. They could blow Burnley away.
I think you're right.
Score five.
I think you're right. It's too much. It's overwhelming. Yeah.
And Sun has the previous against City.
He has Pens, he has Worldies. It's enough. Yeah, it's enough.
It's enough.
The rest is just some lifestyle questions. I think we'll save our teams for Thursday pod.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
So, lifestyle. EB said, who is your favorite player in your time watching the Prem who did not play for your club? That's really hard to just come up with, like, on the fucking spot like that, man. I mean, maybe it's not hard really. For you. It's,
yeah.
Oh, well, because you have Tadic in the league.
Well, Ozil.
You have Ozil, Tadic. All your and favorite players are not from your team.
None of my favorite players.
Literally
are my team.
None.
Yeah, those are the three: Kun, Ozil, and Tadic.
Good. I mean, it's a good list. Yeah. I gotta say, it's a good list.
It's a good list. What about
you? Do
you
have any for me? I mean, like, who did
you,
I?
I feel like you don't get emotionally wrapped up in players like I do.
I
you
do. Just they everyone. Just mostly play for Liverpool.
Yeah, it's like fucking Timo. You like get pervertedly. You get like you like erect a fucking tower that you just occupy by yourself because common discourse is against something.
Yeah,
and you see a shred, and you will stand there for
100%. Nico, I'm a lifer.
Yeah, and
I'm a
Timo,
lifer.
Yeah.
I can't think of anyone. I just don't. There's no one that pops in my head that's just like, oh, dude, that guy. But
Kevin. Kevin for me, too. I forgot.
Yeah, I know.
Holy
Kevin.
Shit,
for you,
how could I forget Kevin?
It definitely exists. It exists for me. I just can't think of it on the spot. Go
I feel
listen
like
to
you
like
are
our,
more like ADD with your like fluttering from players, too, where you don't spend too much time on specific players.
Yeah, it's
where
possible.
You'll have like a month where you're talking about fucking like someone in Germany or something.
Graziano Pelle. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you just like, you're like, oh, like new guy.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I'm just polyamorous, I guess. And Thunshot said, oh man, big question from Thunny here. He said, since you're not potting about footy this summer, can Patreons please get those Harry Potter pods you've been teasing us for years about? Should we do it?
I'm loosely. I kind of forgot.
I've never seen any of the movies, and I've never read any of the books. So the point was like
still,
I was gonna watch. Yeah, I've literally zero interest unless it's for profit. I'll sell out and watch this fucking wizard movie. But
what about your girlfriend? No big deal. You have a girlfriend.
She's seen all of them.
You would guess? You don't even know?
Well, she's a girl. I mean,
is she awake?
No, not awake. What is it? 12:09? She might be awake. She might be on her phone.
Just
let me text her right now.
No, go check. Go check.
No, I'm not getting up, dude. Come on.
Oh my God.
Have you seen Harry
Potter?
It's not
if it's a girl or a boy. It's is she a normal person or is she a fucking weirdo sheltered like a lawn person?
Shelter, because I haven't seen the children's wizard movie. Yes. But anyway, do you want to do
Society.
It or no? That's the question.
I mean, I want to do it. What are you talking about?
So maybe we'll do it then. Why not?
You're the fucking slowest runner on this one, baby.
I'll do it for profit, I said, which means I'll do it. I'll do it for the Patreons. How do we do it? Do you want me to read the books and then watch each movie?
Fuck the books, dude. That's not possible.
Too much.
Those are
too
thousands
much.
Of pages of books.
Oh, God.
You're not going to be able to do that in a month period.
I'll watch the movies. So what are we going to do? Movie by, like, at one pod
I
per
think
movie.
I think it's a live watch movie together.
That's intense.
That's what we do for
so
this
we
one.
Do, like, live stream, record it, and then post the video or something like that?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
That's what it is.
Down.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, look out this summer, Patreon
subscribers. No summer off, I guess.
Yeah, there it goes. There it goes. I'll be traveling, Chip, but there's always time to sneak in a little app. And then I really don't like this question. From Sides, he said, if you won FPL, where are you going to eat to celebrate and what are you getting?
Yeah,
how would you actually celebrate? What do you think you would do?
I wouldn't do anything. What are you That's talking how I feel. About? What would That's I do? I wouldn't do fucking it. I would tweet
like I'm the fucking best, and then I would that would be the end of it.
Yeah, I would still not have Twitter, and I would go to bed, and I would wake up, and everything would be the same.
Like, we would exchange a DM or something. I'd be like, "Holy, I can't believe you won it!" And you'd be like,
"I'd be like,
and you'd probably be like, easy,
I'd be like, easy game, like yeah, Kevin, easy game, blah, blah, obviously, blah, blah, blah,
Captain Mateta, you know." Yeah, there's not. There would not be some sort of a grand celebration that science is imagining.
No, don't get ahead of yourself here.
And then, that's it, dude.
We have a lot of action later in the week.
Oh, dude, Thursday pod's gonna be 2 hours long, and live stream's gonna be 2 hours long.
Yeah,
potentially. Yeah. I mean, this is a huge week.
I'm ready.
Two more.
I'm very confused.
Oh, what'd you say?
I'm very confused about what to do with my team.
Me too. Speaking of how bad defenders are, I have two red flag defenders and I'm bench boosting. So I need to do that.
Get defenders.
It's horrible. Yeah. Couple more anus slaps, couple more signups. Speaking of Patreon, Ben, Moxman, David, Mergius. Yes, baby, get in there. Any last words, dude?
See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. Check us out. At fmlfield.com, follow us on Twitter at fmlfield, support us at fmlfield.com/fmlfield, subscribe, rate, review, change.
Sports Social Podcast Network.